Hey guys, welcome to the Angler News podcast series. This is your KZN report for the 11th of November 2022. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and guys, what an epic week of fishing we have had throughout the entire KZN coastline and inland as well. Now, we've got an amazing show with pretty much every summer species you can think of bending rods right now. So on the offshore side, the fishing has been really fantastic. That is news coming from the competition guys as well as the weekend warriors with a variety of species, including it being popcorn season. As for your rock and surf, well, guys, well, I've got the best news in this week's show. I mean, there is fish all over the place, from kingfish to 50-kilo salmon, including some monster shad. Bear in mind, season is closed. But on top of that, guys are catching cooter off the rocks. As for the freshwater, guys, there is an influx of bass. The carp is swimming around, and it is stalfontein season. So we have got an action-packed show, all of the latest news from our correspondents. So get ready to listen out for your favorite fishing zone this weekend and what's happening from there. However, before we do, as always, special thanks to our host, the King Fisher, and this is their featured product for this week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra-thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, King Fisher. Guys, trust me, with the reports that I've got over this past week, that Triple Fish Rhino Braid is certainly something you're gonna need. Now, moving on to the show, we are gonna kick it off on the South Coast with Adam. And guys, what a phenomenal report Adam has put together this week. He has covered absolutely everything. And these are from your areas, starting off from Port Edward, moving down to Ramsgate, into Margate, right through to Yevongo, Shelley Beach, and running off in Port Shepstone. Yes, Sandspit, that's where tipping on the scales of 49 kilos, a cob that was caught by a local angler. But you know what? Adam is going to tell us all about it. Here's Adam from the South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. Trust all is well in the fishing community. Guys, it's the 9th of the 11th, 2022. And as I have said previously, my word, this year's almost at an end. Can you believe it, Vinesh? I really, really can't believe how quick this year has gone by. You know, we always keep saying this, but it's definitely gone by quick, I must admit. Moving over to the fishing side of things, we've had a bit of a funny week weather-wise, as we've had some rainy and windy days with a few wet days in between that we've actually been able to go out and fish. And trust me though, Vinesh, that the guys that have braved the rain have definitely been rewarded. As we all know, and what's been posted over all social media platforms recently of that massive cob or salmon that popped up at Sandspit recently, tipping the scales easily close to 47, 48, even 49 kilos. I must admit, that's a really big slab of a fish. Once in a lifetime, Vinesh. You know, it's definitely a fish that we aim to target but not always land up catching, because it's just a, you know, really big fish and they don't generally come that close towards the shore. But Sandspit definitely seems to be a spot on the lower coast where, you know, over the past couple of months and years, there's been some massive, massive cob that have come out. I know a few of the anglers personally that have caught some of those big ones that have been for the record books. And it's definitely a fish that I would say is one for the books. You know, as we're getting close to closing out the end of the year, you know, that catching a fish of that size is definitely something that's going to be memorable for a lifetime. And we all know the angler that caught it, and he's been fishing forever. So catching one of those is definitely a reward. So well done to the angler on catching that fish of a lifetime. But moving over to the kingfish, they have definitely been in the Mzumbi Stabel area. also a few non-Eds still coming out there, which is nice to see. Brim and Khalyun have still been on the bite, and as we know, Khalyun is definitely in the closed season, but there have been some beautiful catches and releases of those particular fish in the Yuvongo Manaba area. As we know, there are some loads of shallow reefs in this particular stretch, so nice to see those still coming out. But again, just remember guys that the Khalyun is in the closed season. There's been a few brush also being caught recently, Vinesh, in the Oslo Beach to Shelly Beach area, with some flat fish near Draven Bay, which is close to Shelly Center, also being caught recently. So it's good to see a mixture of fish coming out. As we know, as us anglers, we don't always just want to target one particular fish. And Garrick are also still around. They have been coming out pretty much all over on the lower coast, from Hibernian to Glenmore, with sizes and tackle varying from big to small and light to heavy tackle. These fish have been caught, so also good to see. Now, but going back to the weather, our water over the last few days has been very brown, with today being a beautiful day on the lower south coast, nice and sunny. The water tending to be a bit more settled and green and blue in color, not so much brown as we've had the last few days. As I mentioned earlier, the rain and the wind definitely not playing its part. I was on leave recently and I did not get much of a chance to go and fish, but I did get a chance to go and do a bit of bass fishing, and I did notice that there are still a lot of small bass hanging around in the shallows, Vinesh. June bug and also black red flake did the damage for me. We got a lot of fish in the 400 to 500 grams, so nothing really big to write home about, but a lot of them, which is, I would say, fun and also just keeps you busy, especially when you're going bass fishing. As we know, it can be a bit quiet sometimes. Paddock and Harding are still fishing pretty well, however. The low pressure that did move in recently before the rain started, bites are really good, especially up against the grassy areas and also near the lily pads. June bug, again, still doing a lot of damage as a lot of the fish were caught on that particular color. Crankbaits and spinners also taking a fair decent amount of fish. So it seems like, you know, the bass fishing has been a bit sort of mixed or licorice all sorts in terms of sizes and also lures being used. But again, it goes back to rock and surf. On your day, on your time, at the spot, you can literally catch anything on the lower coast, and I suspect that's pretty much why a lot of people love this particular area. I mean, coming from Durban myself, there's only a few selected areas, Warner Beach, Iloba, and those sort of areas where you can target a lot of fish. But coming down to the lower coast, the rock and surf fishing is definitely, you know, something of a forte, because you can get anything down on our lower coast. So I would say, look, moving over to the weather for the weekend, it doesn't look too great though, Vinesh. But again, going back to earlier on in this message, the guys that did brave the weather and brave the wind and the rain did get rewarded. There's been a few brusher and there's been a few decent sized cob, as we know, a couple of smaller rockcod, and the non-eds are around, so the guys are definitely catching the raggies and a few thorntails and a couple of small greys. So look, the fishing is good, we can't say that it isn't. It's just getting to a point where you might just have to pick your day. And you know, if you get a small gap, whether it be in the morning or in the afternoon, go and take it. Take your chance. Take your luck. It's like how the biggest ever lottery was won recently of $2.4 billion. I mean, wow, Vinesh, imagine the tackle you could buy with that. But, and that was on a quick pick, apparently. So I think in terms of weather-wise, just do a quick pick. You get a small gap, go and throw a bait and see what bites. And I would almost assure you that you're going to get something good. I know, look, that our lower coast, some of the areas have been a bit brown and a bit muddy, and You know, that's generally when you're getting your barbels biting or your crayfish biting or, you know, those sort of fish that you're not particularly keen on. But again, a fish is a fish. So it's some pull is better than no pull, as they say, Vinesh. But yeah, moving over to the weather, Thursday, so tomorrow in the morning, we've got a bit of a southwesterly changing over to a southeasterly, moving to an east later in the day with the wind hanging around the 20 to 26 kilometer per hour mark with a 2 meter swell at 9 seconds. So not too bad, definitely fishing conditions. Friday morning, we're sitting early in the morning at 15 kilometers per hour, moving over to 30 k's an hour, gusting to way over 40 kilometers per hour. Definitely a strong northeasterly. Swell has picked up slightly though to 2.5, so again, not too bad, but that wind, the northeasterly pumping at a 40 k an hour mark is definitely not going to be favorable for fishing. Saturday, pretty much the same, as it's still a northeasterly. The wind does drop down a bit to the 20 to 26 kilometers per hour, with early Sunday morning the wind changing to a southwesterly, however gusting to over 30 k's in the late afternoon, with the swell still sitting around the 2 to 2.5 meter mark. The gap does sort of extend to about 11 seconds, so not too bad. However, there is going to be some rain around, but that's never going to deter us hardcore anglers. As we know, sometimes fishing in the rain will definitely get you a good pull. So it does seem that maybe Saturday or Sunday might be the pick of the day, with Friday definitely out of the question, unless you're going to be heading for some bass. But otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, stay safe and let's see those catches.
Wow, Adam, what a phenomenal report. I can't believe the amount of species that is coming out of the lower south coast. I mean, we are talking kingfish, bream, garrick, cob, flatties, calyun. We know the season is close, so guys, if you do catch that, please put them back. But apart from that, even the bass is biting at the moment. Irrespective of the weather conditions, yes, we know it is going to be bad, but with that amount of species, like Adam was saying, you know, it's a quick pick. Just get out there, you are bound to get something. The lower south coast is absolutely epic right now. Adam, thank you so much for such a fantastic report. You really got all of us excited. And buddy, I love your one-liners. I mean, some pool is better than no pool. A fish is a fish. Take your pick and you'll get something. You're an absolute legend. Thank you so much, Adam. Now, moving on to another area and closer to Durban, moving on to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher. And yes, there has been some rods bending in his area as well. Here is Gary with this week's latest report.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here from the Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. Yes, there have been a couple of garrick around. Lots of shad all over, which if especially any flesh type bait has been taken by shad, the old guys fishing for them, even though the season's closed. Yeah, the banks, the water's been good the last couple of days, but stumpies along our stretch here have been few and far between, and that sort of flush of the smaller 1.5 kilo fish have gone, seem to have gone. Been replaced by a lot of moonies, a sort of kilo size moonies. But other than the garrick, been taken on a mullet and some on lures. Yeah, I haven't seen any bait fish along the flats here for about a week now. Yeah, that's all there is this week. Go well and let's see what happens in a week ahead.
Thank you, Gary. So it looks like as though the garrick is on the bite and the shad, no matter what bait you are putting out. Now, I have been going on about this for the last month and a half, and I am going to say it again, guys. Shad season is closed. I know you can't help it if that shad gets onto the end of your hook. However, Guys, put them back. Please, we have to fish for the future. These rules and regulations are in place for a reason. We are limiting our stocks, and this is going to be the end of fishing for our future generations if we do not take care of it right now. Now, moving on to more positive news, back into Durban, we are with Mike V. And if you thought the South Coast report was phenomenal, here is Durban's one where it is just as good. And Mike V from the Kingfisher Durban is going to be telling us all about it. And he is followed with the offshore report by Brad Krubler.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the fishing has been great all over. From edibles to inedibles, ski boats been very good. Yeah, it's been actually a good time for everybody. Bronzing, stumpies, grunters, even though it is close season, some giant shad have been caught. Edibles have been all over again. Not one specific spot fired the best. From south to north, the oaks have been getting beautiful bronze, green, beautiful stumpies. Brusher as well in between. I saw a picture of a brusher was 14 kilos. Absolute beast. The inedible front has been grey sharks all over. Some good sized diamonds, some good sized sandies. I saw a pick of a honeycomb that was probably 80, 90 kilos. Absolute rocket. The ski boaters have been getting some lovely bottoms, a couple tunny. I've heard of two cooter come out, not sure where it was though. There's been odd snook around. So yeah, they're doing quite well. The oaks in the bay have been doing very well, as well as grunters. A couple snapper cobs, some of those small half cobs. Kingies, springer in the bay again on the center bank. The guys have been getting some on flying artificials. So yeah, everything is around. Looks like it's warming up. Lacquer, bud, have a great day.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad from Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, the last week has been pretty productive. Yeah, we managed to get some nice doggers, a very, very nice big yellowtail of about 25 kilos. But guys, on the good side, the water temperature. Today, I managed to get a lovely temperature of 23.5 degrees. Yeah, and the Dorado are here. So, guys, out around the ships, definitely that's the right area to be. In that 80 meter zone, that's where they definitely are more productive. So guys, yeah, good luck, tight lines, and have fun. It's popcorn time.
Thank you, Brad and Mike. Guys, what phenomenal news. It is amazing, absolutely amazing, the amount of species that are coming out and the sizes that they are coming out as. And it looks like as though fishing in Durban all round, whether you're in the harbour, whether you are fishing rock and surf or offshore, there are fish that are bending the rods all over the place. And it gets even better moving up to the north coast in Bolito Salt Rock. We are with Jesse from the Kingfisher. And guys, it continues. The fishing is absolutely fantastic. Here's what Jesse has to say about it.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's well. We've had a couple of reports this week, considering the fact that I was away for most of the week doing bass fishing up in the Midlands. I wasn't here for most of the week, but I did get some feedback from the guys at the office. And, we've had some good fishing. I heard of a couple of different species coming out this week as opposed to the norm of your bronze bream, shad, and smaller species, which is nice because, you know, the guys do like a little bit of change, and a change of season is generally good, and it's exciting, and you always get anglers that like to prepare for a new season. I find myself specifically in the bass scene looking forward to this bass spawn the entire winter, and then when August comes, you get really excited and you start to get all of your tackle ready, you know, get your boat ready and sort out all of the things that need to be prepared. And it's very much the same when we hit winter here on our coast in the Sheffield, Bolito, Westbrook area. I take a lot of care getting my bronze bream tackle ready, and that's generally for me in kind of like the July, August time, and that's when I find they come on heavily. And I find it's quite exciting. It breaks the monotony, and it's what we really fish for. And I find when it comes to our coast here, we generally don't have too many different species. It's not like the Transkei where you can go down there and catch a ton of different species. Up here, it's very specific to the season. So when it's winter, we're looking at shad, bronze bream, all of your general smaller species like your carantine and your stone bream and all of that. But we generally don't have a lot of different species moving through here. And you would a little bit further north and a little bit further south. But in our area specifically, the Balito, basically the north coast, Dolphin Coast, that is, we're quite limited. But that is why we appreciate new species and new seasons creeping in a little bit more. And what we've seen now with the warmer waters and warmer weather is a lot of kingfish coming through. And our area is renowned for spinning. I mean, Sheffield has been on the top three destinations for most people in KZN, and even the guys that come down from Joburg and inland for their holidays, it's renowned as an excellent spinning area. I personally have done most of my spinning in the Sheffield area, and it's really picking up. We've had excellent reports this week specifically of a lot of kingfish coming out, and then there was, I'd probably never be reported to again if I exposed the location, but I did hear of a gent that went down and caught two snook from the rocks. I think that's a bit of a giveaway in its own. But yeah, so the snook have arrived, and I'd suggest the guys go down and fish for some. The kingies have arrived, I think, with the warmer water, and it's just really good spinning at the moment. And in addition to that, we've got a lot of flatfish coming out in our areas here. When I say flatfish, mainly duckbills and eagle rays, but there are a couple of diamonds around. There are a couple of browns around. But if you really want to go and have a good tussle, I'd suggest going down there and putting out a bait for an eagle ray or a duckbill. And we have seen some, you know, up to 40 kilos come out. So that's an immensely powerful fish, and it'll test any tackle. Really, really good fun. And in some places, they've seen them swimming around in the mid break, and they're dozens, you know. So that's a good indication that there are a lot of fish around. And if you persist, you will get one. I'll definitely take out two rods, spin for some smaller species while you've got a big rod out, because it can be hit and miss, but keep at it and just have some fun with the lighter tackle when you go down there, especially now with all of the kingies and stuff around. Then we obviously have still one or two brown stream coming out, but it has slowed down significantly. I'd say we're probably at the end of the season, so I would slowly start to look at packing away the bronze green tackle, start taking out my spinning stuff, start taking out my stuff for the flatfish. And again, a lot of flatfish around, but grey sharks as well. There have been a couple of grey sharks here. So get your hands on some mackerel and some redeye, and head down to your deep water points here. Especially now when the shad ban is still on, it's good fun. It's as a replacement facet to go and catch these species. And then good thing is, from the boat, the skis, jet skis, which obviously are becoming very popular in our area here, the guys have caught quite a few fish. There's been a couple of garrick coming out, which is quite nice because it did dip a little bit last week. And they've started to come out again now. And then we're taking a look at the tuna moving through. They are a little bit further north at this point, but there are a lot coming down. That's a really good sign. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago in my report that November, December, they start to move through, and they generally show up at Imploti first, but they have showed up a little bit further north now. But it is a good sign. We're still right in the beginning of the season, and they've all moved down. So the guys on the skis, keep an eye out for the fish at Imploti. As I said in the previous reports, you're going to go and target anything in one day, from snook, yakuta, dorado, tuna, you name it. So look out for those days, they are going to come. And then a couple of yakuta coming through, which is quite nice. very early cooter, but there are a couple around. And that's all the way between Imploti and Tindy Manor. So, guys, you have to get out there, give it a shot. I think, judging by what we've seen in the last week, we're going to have a crazy season of game fish. So, yeah, get out there, catch some fish. Don't forget to report back to us. It does help out a heck of a lot, and it just makes fishing more pleasant for everybody. So, guys, get out there. Let us know what happens. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. What a fantastic report. What an array of species. Those Bolito species are definitely there. The kingfish, the snook. Well, we all know the area you're talking about, Jesse. So, yeah, guys, make sure go down and get your spoons and get rewarded. And if you're not into your spinning, well, the flatfish are there and the fish for the offshore anglers, 100% there. Now, moving on to Mtinzini, where the game fish are on the bite, and we have got Nick with this week's latest fishing report.
Good morning, Vinesh. When the weather is allowing, the guys have been fishing. The deep sea fishing, they're catching very nice cob at the moment. Cob have been very shy, and they're catching a lot. More cob than slingers. Also, the game fish has started. One of the boats actually lost a rod. There were three of them, they had four baits out, got four hookups and a Scotty broke. And the rod was tied to the boat with a clip, and the clip on the rod broke off. And there went the rod. Shad are back, and nice big shad, some of them up to 2.5 kilos, 3 kilos. Unfortunately, fishing in the state of the air, close season, they definitely must go back. Not a good idea to be caught by the park board. Port Dunford, fishing very well. I got a message this morning from one of the local guys who were fishing, and they caught some flatfish, and he sent me a photograph of a brown skate as well. The river is very dirty at the moment, but fishing's a bit slow due to all the rain we've had. So no great catches have come out of the river at the moment. But things are looking good for Saturday. We're taking the kids for a fishing clinic in the main car park at the lagoon. It'll be the Villa Army officers. There will be two poacher anglers involved. And they'll be teaching the kids tricks and tips for fishing. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thank you so much, Nick. Well, guys, it looks as though Mtinzini remains on the purple patch as the rest of the coastline producing that fish. The flatties are here, the game fish are here, some big shad, but, well, I mentioned it before and I will say it again. It is close season. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie, where the fishing continues to be good as well. This is what she had to say.
Hi, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well. Fishing this past week have been very good, especially for deep sea anglers. They've been catching dorados and some wahoo, as well as some big salmon using jigs or stray bait. Anglers also caught plenty of bottom fish like our usual slingers and rockets. In our harbour, anglers have been catching some pompano from the beach, as well as some garricks and a few other kingfish and snook. But that's all for now. Thanks guys, and tight lines.
Excellent stuff, Ali. Thank you so much for this week's report, guys. Ali is extremely busy all the time, but she still has her ears on the ground to deliver us this fresh fishing report. Now, to round off our saltwater report, we are in St. Lucia and Cape Vital with Mr. Jeff Ashwood, and this is his report for this week.
Morning, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Legacy St. Lucia. Yeah, the fishing's been difficult again this week. The women's comp was won by a wave dancer with snook. So there were a few snook, one or two dorados, a couple of fish missed. But in general, vital too, there's been a few dorado caught on the skis. I'm sure that's just because there's no motor and they're very quiet and silent. So, but apart from that, folks, hasn't been very good. I spoke to two guys that beached yesterday at Vital. They said they didn't catch anything that was yesterday and the day before. And I think St. Lucia's been pretty much the same. So sadly, once again, we all wait and hope for the dories to come. Until the next fish, everybody, be safe.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for another good, honest report. Well, it looks as though it has been trying, it has been difficult. However, the ladies did produce that snook and dorado, so there is some fish pending some rods, I guess. And we'll be holding thumbs until that weather improves to get more rods bending in your area. So now, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. What about the freshwater? Well, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg with his report over the past week.
Hey, guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. So as I've mentioned previously, I guess we need to be careful what we wish for. And with South Africa being a water-scarce country, we're always waiting for good rains. But good rains we've had, but I see that it makes for wet and somewhat unhappy anglers. And because with the rains comes the disappearance of the anglers. I suspect that the widespread rainfall over the greater Midlands area has kept most of the anglers off the water, as there have been very few returns submitted and little or no further reports coming off the various waters. After a visit out to the Dargle Valley this past weekend to inspect the Mgani River for a clinic guide session that I was holding this week, I can confirm that most of the river is unplayable. The water is dirty and high, on the lower to middle sections at least that is. There was word of some clean water higher up earlier in the week, but I suspect that this week's precipitation probably put an end to any prospects up there, as I had a report of some 55 mils. I would say the same for the middle reaches of the Moy River, even though the Natal Fly Fishers Club have just reopened their beats after reaching an acceptable level of flow. No word or reports from the Bushman's River, which unfortunately is no doubt telling in itself. I mentioned previously that the Natal Fly Fishers Club is hosting a river clinic, and these dates have been set for the last weekend of the month, for the 25th and the 27th of November. The clinic will be based in the central Midlands, with the Moy River in close proximity for the fishing. Spaces are filling up fast, and I believe that there are less than 10 places left currently. So if river fishing is in your scope of future fly angling activity, give the club a shout to book your spot. As I mentioned, less than a handful of anglers have been out, and those on the still waters, but as they say, nothing ventured, nothing gained. With a fish over 50 centimeters, that is 19.5 inches, being reported, some intrepid anglers were definitely on the gain side of things. Surprisingly, after the rains, water temperatures are still on the warm side, with the anglers reporting 20 degrees centigrade, and quote-unquote, took care not to remove fish from the water to facilitate a quick release. As mentioned last week, your wet lines, that is intermediate and full sink, are the order of the day, as fish will be on the bottom looking for a source of cooler water. Larger flies go hand in hand if the water is dirty, and fish slow right on the bottom. With Sterkfontein season on the go, this week's meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society had visiting angler Gerard Gussen demonstrate one of his hopper patterns. Well known for his boxes of Sterkfontein patterns, this fly is a recent development of Gerard's Weiss and was as yet unnamed. So club members quickly dubbed it the proper hopper, quote unquote, for its lifelike properties. If the prospect of tying your own flies and then catching fish on them, come and chat to me at the Kingfisher in Maritzburg for more on the club meetings. Gerard was meant to have had a few days in Sterkfontein, so we were expecting the latest news straight off the water from the horse's mouth, so to speak. But weather and work had other plans for him. The Complete Fly Fisherman magazine, however, hosted their annual Sturkies weekend last weekend, with the angling reportedly being tough. There were, however, some solid bars of gold being brought to the net. In order to catch Sterkfontein at its best, watch the weather and look for a couple of days straight of sunshine and warm weather, and this will get the fish active and feeding. From the Bass Waters, I've had a report that Albert Falls produced a couple of good fish around the 2.5 kilograms mark recently. Michael from the shop had a couple of days on Midmar last week and reported while there was nothing big to write home about size-wise, plenty of fun was had with the small fish. And he reports that there is a ton of them around. So stop by the shop and come and chat to Michael for the lowdown on Midmar. Guys, pop into the Kingfisher in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. Tight lines and see you next week.
Thank you so much, Jan. Another good detailed report of what's been going on. Yes, not exactly what we were expecting when we wished for that rain, especially here in KZN. So yeah, clearly a case of be careful what we wish for. Jan, thank you so much for that advice on fishing those larger flies. And as for the proper hopper that you mentioned, well, yeah, with it being Stoutfontein season, I am really curious to know how that performs. However, seeing that it's by Kerrod, I have no doubt it's going to be gobbled up. So now, guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. What a phenomenal week it has been, with such a crazy wild range of species, rods bending all over the place, irrespective of the weather conditions. KZN is absolutely epic right now. How can we miss a fish? How can we miss a species that we are targeting for? Our reporters have given us the lowdown of the hottest fishing zones that KZN has to offer, with whatever you want to catch. So guys, get out there. Yes, it's going to be a bit of a wet, uncomfortable weekend, but the fish are there. It is kingfish season. It is popcorn season. It is Staatfontein season. The flatfish are out there. It is spinning season. We are catching snook off the rocks. So there is really no excuse. As soon as you see that gap, get out there, because you are bound to be rewarded. And when you do, just remember, respect those bag limits. Keep your fishing area tidy and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.